أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين. The description of the Munafiqeen. Three categories are explained. One is of the sincere believers, and one is of the kafirs that are open disbelievers. Then the third group, the one that comes in between, outwardly they would say that they are Muslims, but within them there is disbelief. And Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi would say that the munafiq of this age is that person who outwardly calls himself a Muslim, but he redefines all the important aspects of deen. For the things we know of and we have inherited from the sahaba, the tabi'een, and the learned ulama and imams, they make a total redefinition of all this. So this is the munafiq of this time, who is known as a mulhid or a zindiq. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. So one of the ways is when they are with believers, they say we believe. But when they are alone with the evil partners, then they say that we are with you. We were just joking and making a mock. Allah Ta'ala will throw back their mockery at them, and He gives them rope in their transgressors. He gives them rope and respite in their trespasses. They are moving around like senseless people. They think that they're going to get away. They're going to be playing a double standard, and they're going to be practicing hypocrisy, and this will gain them some type of advantage. So they don't realize that Allah Ta'ala is just giving them the rope and is giving them respite in their trespasses, and they're moving around aimlessly like senseless people. They are moving around. The Quran Sharif says, يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They think that on account of us giving them abundance of wealth, children, and publicity, popularity, they feel that we are being kind towards them, we are being good, and we are honoring them. They do not realize this is just the rope of Allah Ta'ala for them to go deeper and deeper in sin. And when they are in the depths of sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will apprehend them. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So in a gradual process, Allah Ta'ala leads them to Jahannam with that wealth and with that affluence and that power and influence. They feel they become drunkard in all this, they feel it's our favor, rather it is a way for Allah Ta'ala to rope them into Jahannam by a gradual process, slowly, they don't even realize that they are being roped into Jahannam. These are the ones that have bartered guidance for error, so their trafficking is of no profit and they lost all direction. They have no direction in their lives. So their simile is that of a person who's lit up a fire, and when it's brightened all around him, then Allah Ta'ala takes away their light and leaves them in darkness that they cannot see. Deaf, dumb and blind, they cannot return on the path. They cannot return back to righteousness. They had a light and that light brightened everything around them. They could see what is going to be useful to them and what is going to be harmful. But then they lost that light of theirs, that temptation and the wrong within them had the better over them. They saw the light of Iman, they accepted Iman, but after a few days their temptations and their greed, etc., had the better over them, and hence they lost themselves to greed, temptation, etc. So this is the one simile of the munafiqeen. The second one, كَوْكَسَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ, or like a rain cloud in the sky, therein are zones of darkness, thunder and lightning. They press their fingers into their ears, or because of the thunder claps, fearing death, and Allah Ta'ala surrounds the unbelievers. It is very likely that the lightning will snatch away their sight. Whenever it brightens around them, then they walk therein. But when they are covered in darkness, they stand still. Had Allah Ta'ala willed, He would have taken away the faculties of hearing and sight. And Allah Ta'ala has power over all things. So this is the second simile of the munafiq, the hypocrite, or the one that plays diplomacy in our terms nowadays. So this person is like an opportunist, that when he sees good, then he walks towards it. But when some difficulty comes his way, then he stops. He doesn't want to move then. So he is an opportunist. He is just looking for his own personal gains. So hence in Islam as well, when the laws are quite simple, easy, and apart from that he finds some comfort, then he moves into Islam. When he sees their booties, spoil of wars, etc., all coming his way, so he moves into Islam, he says, this is a very good religion. And but when he is commanded to do something that is difficult, to strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala, make jihad, etc., then again he loses his senses, he cannot come to terms with this, as though the darkness of temptation has overcome him. So Allah Ta'ala warns his people that you have got some sight, some understanding, you see the light of Iman, and that is the thing that makes you walk therein. But if you are going to carry on playing like this, then that little vision that you have, little sight that you have, that also can be taken away. يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. So it's likely that that little light and little vision they have, that also can be lost. So they need to appreciate this, rather than them becoming total opportunist and leaving and being deprived of Iman, being deprived of the light of righteousness entirely. And that little urge that they have got, and that little motivation and yearning they got towards righteousness, they need to work on that and come to a stronger and a safer level, rather than playing around and shopping around for things that are easier for you. When you see things working around in one side, you want to go that side, and when you see things working out difficult, then you want to move on another side. So you, being an opportunist, you're shopping around for some things that are easier for you, and your Iman thereafter is not submitting yourself to Allah Ta'ala, but rather submitting yourself to your own temptation and desire. Therefore the hadith says, Al-Kayyisu man dana nafsahu. The intelligent person is the one who understands and takes an account of himself, and he prepares for the real life that is ahead of him, that is the life after death. And who is the stupid person? The stupid person is one who who allows his nafs to have the bitter over him, he allows his nafs, his temptations to have the bitter over him, and yet he still has great, great hopes in Allah Ta'ala. On the one end, he allows his temptation to run his life. Wherever the temptations move him, he's moving in that direction. But then together with all this stupidity of his, then he has great hopes in Allah Ta'ala. So really this person, in the terms of the hadith, is a failure. May Allah give us tawfiq.